Today, Hillsborough County Commissioners approved placing a referendum on November's ballot to ask residents whether the county should continue to purchase environmentally sensitive lands. If approved by more than 50% of voters on November 4th, Hillsborough's Environmental Lands Acquisition and Protection Program, or ELAP, will allow the county to spend up to $200 million to purchase and preserve sensitive lands. Environmental activist Mariella Smith is a member of the ELAP General Committee. Smith said that their poll said people want to continue the program, and now is the time to purchase lands for preservation.
Today's economy provides excellent opportunities to acquire environmentally valuable land at bargain prices, and there's still a lot of ecologically significant land in this county that we need to protect while we still can. We're about halfway through the job of protecting environmentally valuable land in this county. We've acquired over 44,000 acres, and we've identified another 44,000 acres that need to be protected.
The ELAP program is funded through a property tax assessment of 25 cents per $1,000 in assessed value. Denise Lane is also on the ELAP committee and is running for County Commission District 6. If she survives two other Democratic primary opponents, she will face Republican incumbent Brian Blair.
I am not even going to second guess you not to support putting this on the ballot today. I think you all will, and I want to thank you ahead of time because you know what a value it is. This county was the pioneer in this state for land acquisition programs through our then mayor, then governor, that went all the way to the state, and now almost every county in the state has got this land acquisition program.
Former Florida governor and former Tampa mayor Bob Martinez will co-chair the campaign for the ELAP initiative. The other co-chair will be former County Commissioner Jan Platt. In the late 1980s, Platt helped found the program. County Commissioner Mark Sharp said his recent trip to Alaska solidified his support for ELAP and protecting natural areas.
I was sitting there the whole time just saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you for how beautiful the land was and preserved. And someone had the vision, the foresight to set it aside so I had the opportunity to see it. And the action that we're taking here today, and I hope that the public will take in the future, is going to set aside land for children that aren't even born yet, who are going to be able to breathe fresh air and see wildlife and clean environment.
Commissioners Al Higginbotham and Rose Ferlita also expressed support for the ELAP program.
Convincing this board to support this it was not necessary because I know everybody here is publicly and probably privately, I don't know about private, has been in support of it, but I'm glad that we're moving forward with it.
It is absolutely my pleasure to make a motion to enact a proposed ELAP ordinance calling for a referendum to be held the general election on November 4, 2008.
The motion passed 5-0 with two commissioners absent at the time of vote. You can find more information about Hillsborough County's ELAP program on our news archive, WMNF.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.